Yeah, the crisis were not dormant when NDC came to power. The NDC came to power at a time that the conflict is still in active mood. So the NDC is trying as normal to bring it down. And what we are simply saying is that when NDC is there, if we bring the things to normal, it will not come up. But when we came in at a point that the conflict is in active mood. And so we are trying to bring it down. So it's not like it's escalating or we have come, it was not there, and John Mahama has taken over. It's non-escalating. It's already there. And he's trying to see how he's going to resolve it. What he's simply saying is that there's no time that the conflict is not existing and NDC came and then it surfaces. But for MPP, what he was simply saying is that when the conflict is dormant, when MPP comes up, then the thing will come up again. That's what he was talking about. But in this situation, it was in active mood. It's not like it was dormant. And once NDC came in, it came up.
But
is why he's working feverishly to make sure that he brings lasting peace to the area.
But don't you think, or don't you agree with me, that such comments tend to fuel the crisis some way, somehow, especially coming from politicians, Minister?
No. If you say it tends to fuel, you said that he said this during the campaign.
Yes.
He's simply telling them that when he comes, he will try his best to ensure that there's a lasting solution to it. And when he came, 8 days after he has taken over, he went there and he set up a committee to deal with the matter. That is really trying to live after his ways. So what is wrong for saying that? Well, because from history, when the conflict is dormant, when MPP comes, it is activated. And so he is assuring them that though it is, it's active now, when it comes, he will try to control it so that it will become dormant.
Okay.
And how is he going to control that? It is by deploying certain strategies to make sure that those things happen. And that is why he came in and said, well, for the peace talks in the area alone will not be able to solve. And that is why he has set up Asante Henny.
Yeah.
To lead the cultural aspect and other related areas and to tap in the experience of conflict resolution groups to be able to bring a lasting solution. That when they talked about yesterday's incident, it was in the 9th, and then they said that those two policemen were not people who were posted to the area. What they are talking about, they were posted to Bungo. Whether they were on private visit or whatever, the investigations here to unveil that. And so it was not like the youth went around attacking police. That is not a true reflection for now. But until the investigations is concluded, I won't be able to get to the exact.